I don't think I'm alone in saying I don't know why somebody wouldn't want to go on a date with the wart.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, the wart is on the phone.
So
that's
cool.
His nickname. His real name is Desmond, I guess, but he goes by the wart. And he went out with a girl named Jamie who's not calling him back. They met at a hotel bar, hung out for a little while. He introduced her to the wart, and then they parted their ways, and they haven't talked since, and we're about to call her and see if something went wrong on their date. All right, wart, are you ready?
I am so ready.
And has this nickname ever caused problems with women in the past?
Surprisingly not. I feel like I carry the nickname with confidence, and I think chicks dig that.
Yeah.
There you go.
Chicks dig warts. Chicks dig warts. We know that. All right. I'm going to dial the phone number right now and see if we can find out why she's not calling you back, okay?
Okay.
There we go.
Hello?
Hi, I was looking for Jamie.
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Jamie, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, what's that again?
This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
I'm calling you today because one of our listeners actually sent us an email about you.
What do you mean?
I mean that one of our listeners recently had an experience with you and actually emailed to see if we could get you on the phone and talk about it.
What do you mean by experience? What kind of experience?
I mean that you recently went out on a date with a guy and you're not calling him back, so he emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone to find out if he did something wrong during your date.
What's his name?
He calls himself the Wart.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Of course I remember him. Yeah,
I figured you would. He's kind of a memorable dude. We talked to him a little bit about your date. Did you like the wart?
It's so weird to say.
Well, he was kind of weird and charming. He had like a unique personality.
Okay. All right. Nice. Charming, that's good, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I have to say, I mean, I feel like I really felt like I was being pranked.
What?
Was it because of his nickname?
Well, several things. I mean, who goes around calling themselves the wart?
So you think that it could have been an elaborate setup by a friend?
Well, that's what I was thinking at the start, but then halfway through the date, I realized, oh, this guy's for real in his own weird way.
Yeah.
Was that exciting, or?
It was weirdly charming. I mean,
weirdly charming.
We talked to him, and I mean, he's kind of like, he sounds like a fun dude, just like an interesting guy.
I don't think he's boring at all. I mean, that's not it. He's the guy with the unique personality. I mean, it kind of grows on you, and you know, I guess you have to respect that.
Okay.
So
did you not like him, though? I mean, you're not calling him back after you guys went out.
I mean, I don't really feel a romantic pull towards him.
Oh, why?
Okay. So, like, at the beginning of the date, you felt like it was a joke, and at the end of the date, you felt how?
I was just confused because his, you know, his personality is one way, but the way he dressed was, ugh.
Whoa.
So he doesn't dress very well.
Well, I wouldn't say that he wasn't dressed well. It was just how he was dressed. I mean, in some ways, he was dressed better than me.
How was he dressed? What was he wearing?
Well, he came in with knee-high boots. They were like leather with these buckles, and they were women's boots.
He was wearing women's boots.
What?
Did you ask him about them?
I didn't want to offend him. I mean, so I didn't go into asking him all about it, but let me tell you, these were women's boots with like leather and straps, and they went up to your knees.
Interesting.
I mean, I just couldn't get over that his footwear was better than mine.
Yeah.
They do make you feel sexy, though. I mean, I will say,
maybe
you guys should
it.
Rock them one night, and you're like, well, yeah.
20 buckles later.
I can strut in these.
I mean, I guess he's an odd guy. It was an okay date, but I'm not going to go out with a guy that wears knee-high lady boots.
Okay.
I agree.
Yeah, that seems a little judgy.
Do you actually think they were women's boots that he was wearing?
Oh, yeah. I've never seen men wear boots like that. I mean, seriously, never.
Was there a heel on them or no?
It was in the bar, so it was hard to tell, but I'm 99% sure they were women's boots.
Oh!
I know how we can find out if they were, in fact, women's boots.
I don't need to know they're women's boots. I mean, I already know.
Well, I'd like to ask him regardless because he's actually on the other line listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Wart?
How could he be on the phone?
Hello, Jamie.
Where'd you get the lady boots, Wart?
Poor Wart.
Let me tell you guys, they are not lady boots. This is like absolutely ridiculous that this is the hang up that this girl had. Those were brown knee-high leather Renaissance boots. They're extremely expensive. I paid like $300 for them.
Whoa.
They're the pinnacle of men's fashion right now. I mean, I thought you would be impressed with something like that.
Look, whatever you want to call them, those were women's boots.
I mean, I bought them from a men's clothing store, so I...
No, I mean, I wasn't impressed. I mean, if I was wearing them, yeah, that would be great, but I'm not impressed if you're wearing them.
So you would wear those? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I would wear them. I don't want the guy I'm going out with to wear them.
You know, I can't believe that you would not call me back just because my boots were more fashionable than anything you might have in your wardrobe. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. You know, it's just really weird between that and your name. And it's just,
I thought you were cool with the wart.
I mean, at first I got used to the wart. Yeah, I get it. But when I saw those boots, I mean, I thought, well, maybe he rides a motorcycle, but I didn't see any motorcycle.
Well, I don't ride a motorcycle, but I thought that you would be excited to see a man who has a keen sense of style such as me.
That's true. It's a bold move to wear knee-high boots anywhere, especially on a date.
Yeah.
I guess I came on too strong shoe-wise.
You're really going to write him off from boots. I mean, I would have not gone out with him for a lot of other reasons, but boots wouldn't have been the deal breaker for me.
You didn't see these boots. I mean, if you saw these boots, I'm telling you, you would not go out with him.
Whoa.
Wow, this is the last time I go out of my way to impress a woman.
Jamie, I would like to ask you if you'll go on a second date with Wart.
Come on.
We will pay for it.
If I don't tell, have to wear the boots.
Yeah, if he leaves the boots at home, will you go out with him
Come
again?
On.
No, I mean, even if he leaves the boots at home, I could just imagine him wearing some high heel shoes on our next date.
It's fun. You never know what kind of shoe this guy's going to pick. So there's no way we can get you to go out with him again, Jamie.
No, I'm sorry. I really want to pass.
Okay.
And I was thinking of wearing clogs on our next date.
Ooh.
Forget that.
Fashion forward. Well, Jamie, thank you for being honest with us. We appreciate it.
Sure.
And Wart, better luck next time to you, okay?
A hard lesson learned.
I say, keep wearing the boots, man. That is sexy.
Well, thanks, guys. And if you ever have anyone who's interested in dating the Wart, please don't hesitate.
All right. We will hook you up with somebody, Wart.